welcome to the Kathy Durant Show. I'm Kathy Irby Durant. Tonight's guests are the remarkable founders of BBS Radio TV, a globally streamed platform that champions truth, consciousness, and independent voices from all walks of life. Douglas and Donald Newsom have a story unlike any other. It begins with spiritual awakenings, bold ventures, and unshakable purpose. Let's begin at the beginning, where purpose meets the unexpected. Tonight, in part two of my interview with the founders, we will explore the early years, the business side, and vision for the network. From startup grit to spiritual lift, BBS was more than a business, it was a calling.
You know that I want the best for you. I know you're going through a lot. I wonder if you know that the big homie needs help too. You can't just rebound from everything. I know you've been grinding.
Let's go.
But how long will you fight solo? I wonder if you know that we can get help. I wonder why we waited so long. I'm not wondering anymore. Love, your mind. Let's see how far we can go.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
My brother and I were very capable. I gotta say, we were capable because we wanted to be the best. So we pushed ourselves, but we never really took the time to understand the value of character. Somebody came to us and said, "You had a diamond, and this company is going to make everybody a lot of money because it's just bringing out something new." Don and I would have went for it. And what we didn't ask was,
Who are you?
If you have the wrong people, they can take the best thing in the world and turn it into nothing, turn it into the worst thing in the world. You could have a diamond, a carat of diamond, and a bad company couldn't sell it for a dime, right? They just turn it into crap. We were always looking at the value, the thing that they were creating, the service that they were creating, and we believed in that. We didn't understand the real dynamics of greed and human nature, and so we worked with a lot of very unsavory people that everybody's heard of, companies everybody's heard of, $1 billion companies, $100 million companies, and so I won't push a lot of names, but the last company I was working with, I spent a lot of time, about a decade of my life. I arranged a lot of capital, close to $9 million. $6 million in seed capital. You don't raise more than $50,000 in seed. There's $6 million in seed's like a gift. It's like getting 6 lottery tickets. And the company spent it poorly. Then I brought in too big a deals. It grew the company too fast, and I didn't realize my partners weren't capable of handling that sort of level of business. And it created real problems. And the bottom line is I had to bring people in to buy out the company. And because, you know, we put together all the shareholders, well, the person you kick out is us. You know, I'm the guy who knows everybody and built the business plan and everything. So see you later, bye. Right? And I understood that.
Can you hear me?
What you got there?
Will you help my mom?
Hey, crew, I'll give the first move to anyone who signs up to be an organ donor. How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
This is the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I'm Kathy Durant.
I was going through a real strange thing because my parents died in a home which was riddled with mold, but not just black mold from one end of the floorboards to the other, but also mold growing around the home. It was right near the water, and they had strata of this brownish, black, reddish bark growing on every strata of the home all the way around. Of course, I didn't know. Come to find out later that companies were sued over this, and it was like a cardboard sort of a thing that they put on homes, like you could put your finger through it. And my mom and dad had gardens all the way around it and dirt up into the homes. So whenever you watered it, it just got worse and worse and worse. And so this bark and the black mold just continued to destroy me. My brother, he was doing this radio network, and he had a host say, "Get out. Get out. There's black mold. There's mold. It's killing you."
Yeah, a psychic.
I couldn't, this is the strangest thing. And I was. I thought I was going to die. You cannot understand why you don't want to live. You can't understand how your emotions could get the best of you. I'm a man who always wanted to harness what was in him. And I didn't allow myself to be controlled by things. But it was so impactful, the chemicals that were released on me, I could not control my feelings of despair or desire to die. And my body was turning into an 80-year-old man. I couldn't move.
What kept you going?
Well, Donald, the person said, "Move, get out." And I said, "Where else am I going to be? Mom and Dad just passed away about 6 months. I was there taking care of them. I had to leave the other company, and during this process of leaving them, taking care of the parents, I had to get people to buy out this other company. Then they said, "See you later, bye." And here I am, all alone now, turning into an 80-year-old man, away from everybody, with these bad emotions. And so a psychic calls up, says, get out. And so immediately that day, I'm in the car, I'm driving to my brother in California, and I start feeling better, better and better. And by the time I get to my brother's, I'm like, well, that's the most unique thing.
All he had to do was come to Dawn.
That was kind of the start. Mind you, you know, this business that I was working on really funded the business my brother was developing. And so it was, you know, I didn't think I was going to stay. Trust me, I thought there's just no way I'm going to start another company or work on another project. But it just happened that he was at a stage where he could, you know, if you put time and energy and a little bit of capital towards it, it was really going to do well. So why not? And we did, and it did. And then we got hit with natural catastrophes.
Stay with us as we explore more into the business of BBS Radio TV.
I wanna be with you always, 'cause that is what my heart says. That's what my heart says. I wanna be with you always, always, yeah. You are my world in every place.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing, and getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers, students, designers,
mechanics, scientists,
and millions of football fans across the world. 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon. There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time. Find your place in space. Space for All.
Where's Go Dallas? Come on, man. Hey, see, you should be late.
Man, what I'm gonna tell Dawn? What I'm gonna tell my team?
Hey, Dawn, got some bad news. The doctor said I have colon cancer.
We can beat this. We can beat cancer.
We've been in one flood, two fires where we lost everything. We've lost our finance, all of our money, three times beyond that even. So
50 terabytes of data on hard drives.
We've lost everything so many times. We're like living incarnations of Burning Man.
Yeah.
And by the way, once you lose all your stuff that number of times, you don't walk by a store and go, oh, I need that. Or buy a stamp. You're a coin collector and you go by a coin store. No.
Yeah.
Once you've lost it all, I mean, you don't think
you don't
about
think
saving
like
or possessions or any of that. That's gone. For Dawn and
history
I,
becomes quite a different event.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
You realize that history is gone. Yeah. And the only thing that lasts, that is history and is the future, is right here, right now. And the present becomes way more meaningful.
Even the future.
Right.
But the past is meaningless. It just and you got to move beyond it. And if you encounter struggles and you can't move beyond the past, you're stuck there.
Both of you had to let go of the past. Does that mean you had to let go of the memories of your parents?
I don't even have a picture of my mom or dad. Not even a picture.
Imagine that.
And we're of the Newsome family. It's a long, rich history of our families. From our ancient family all the way back for hundreds of years, I had documents, books, family tree information, our family lineage, stamps, money, collections, gold and silver. I mean, in a safe that was
magazines,
about 4
comics.
Feet high, 3 feet wide.
We could have filled it.
And that was just gold and silver, and it all slagged up. By the way, the heat from the Paradise Fire slagged that all, and turned a fireproof safe inside out.
You couldn't recognize it.
Inside out.
You couldn't recognize it.
And this was a thick safe. So it was, I mean, everything we had, every collectible, we had thousands of magazines. We bought out a books comic store that was, we had 5 rooms from floor to ceiling with comics that were mint condition that I had sleeved sets, ancient comics.
We kept the best and sold the rest.
Sold the rest, kept the best, and I had 2 massive closets filled with collectibles, which I didn't even take pictures of or nothing. I didn't want anybody to know. All I wanted was to give it to my kids and let them not only have money, but an adventure. An adventure finding out about our family and who we were and our and the different ancestors and the collectibles. All that was taken from me in the fire. It borders on madness. It was just...
Well, the madness was doing the paperwork.
Right.
Every time. You know, you think you're used to paperwork? Try to remember all the items in a family of 7, 3,500 square feet, everything you've ever had since you were a child for everybody, and now you have to remember it for the insurance company. What it was, what the value is, the brand of it. I mean, and that's just a start. Once you get that all down, now you have to relive that experience every time you buy a product to give it to the insurance company and take a photocopy and of it and the receipt.
Yeah,
and
our system's a little skewed.
To the insurance company. Yeah, it's like you can never leave the past. The insurance company just makes it such to get your little bit of money that they're going to give you. They make it very difficult. Mind you,
and California is worse than most, I might add. I mean, California has never done us a favor. From the grant that we had achieved, we had a guaranteed grant 2 years, they were writing us every month, this is yours, you're going to have it, this is yours. I got a notice on a Friday that said you have 72 hours to register your corporation
in California,
which we had registered everything, and we thought we had registered in California, 72 hours, and it was the weekend. They were closed, so I phoned up on the Monday. They said, no, it's going to take 10 days. So they declined the 72 hours, the grant. And this is California. I mean, this is just like one little thing. California has treated us and others, you know, I'm not the only, you know, and my brother and I are not the only two that have been, you know, hoodwinked by California. They are an interesting state to do business in. I'll just leave it at that. But the fire, you know, losing
the last
everything,
fire,
and then
have the third,
and then the insurance company. We had, they told us we were the largest loss in that area.
One of the largest losses. So
in
we were
area.
Like an elevated level 3,
right.
And they usually paid other people out 100 cents on the dollar because I guess the governor told them pay them out because they'll never remember what they lost. Of course, this is the third time this happened to my brother and I, but they'll never remember what they lost, so pay them out. And in our case, they didn't want to pay us out.
Right. In fact, the only thing we were awarded in our lawsuits was money for pain and suffering, which was like $100,000 each.
Yeah.
That was it. That's what our entire lawsuit and all the time and all the money and everything that we, for years, were fighting for, that's what we got.
I always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
This is the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. My guests tonight are the founders of BBS Radio TV. In the past segments, they have enlightened us with so much information on what it took to get to this day.
Bottom line, I needed a place to stay. I needed a place to live, and I was hungry.
And
my brother's wife can cook.
All right. And it was great having him. So we started living together and working together, and we just looked at each other and said, from now on, no more partners.
Yeah, nobody else on the outside. We're not going to take in any more partners.
Let's have fun.
This has been an incredible show. A humbling show for me. The stories that the founders of BBS Radio TV shared with us tonight can give us all something to think about and something to be thankful for if you've never experienced some of the things that they have. I'm grateful to them that they would open up and take an interview with me. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been some serious moments that I don't know if I could have gotten through some of the things they shared tonight, but they did, and I'm glad they survived to tell us about it. Their story is so compelling until there'll be a part 3. So tune in next week for the 3rd episode of the founders of BBS Radio TV, broadcasting on the iHeart Network. Thank you for watching. Until next week, take care.